Hey everybody, welcome back to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat USA 2017. We have a very special lunch edition. We're going to give you guys a slideshow. Absolute Software, Absolute.com, one of my favorite products. Been using them for 25 years or something like that from the beginning. And I thought after Pam was on yesterday, we would do a little demo. And Mr. Ali is here to kind of go through that as a slideshow, right?
I'm here. Thanks, Chuck, for having us.
Let's make sure this works. So I'm going to be pushing all the buttons on the slides, and you can do the narrative, and we'll go from there. All right, and here we go.
Sounds good. So as Chuck said, I'm Ali Solodin, Director of Product Management at Absolute. Just a quick background on Absolute. Absolute is a self-healing endpoint company. This means we have the ability to preserve the integrity of any software application that's running on an endpoint. Self-heal it, bring it back to life if it's been damaged, removed, or been tampered with. And the reason we can do this is Absolute is uniquely embedded into the firmware of pretty much every device that gets shipped out of the factory by Dell, HP, Lenovo, Acer, Asus, Microsoft, over 20 different device manufacturers.
Wow, I didn't know it was that big. There's, wow.
Yeah, it's a big footprint, about a billion devices today that have Absolute's persistent technology built into it. And so this gives us a privileged position to be able to monitor the state of anything on an endpoint and bring it back to life. So we do this in a few different ways. We have the Absolute Firmware Persistent Agent. We have the Absolute agent that customers install on the operating system. This gives deep and broad visibility, endpoint visibility and control on the endpoint. And then the third piece of our technology is our SaaS-based platform that allows our customers to interact with all of the data that is received from the endpoint and be able to take action on those devices and be able to use the information to be able to make better decisions. So,
and you guys are a well-known Canadian secret.
We are.
You got to get the name out there.
We are headquartered in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. We have an office in Austin, Texas, as well as sales offices around
the
world.
All right,
and over 20,000 customers.
Let's go through these slides and show people how this works.
Sounds good. So it's a third pillar, the SaaS-based platform that I will be showing you today. So as we go through this, you'll kind of notice that we have the ability to identify a lot of sensitive information and a lot of detailed information on the endpoints. The first use case that our customers typically use the product for is to get an overview of the security status of all of their endpoints. So whether it's 10,000 endpoints or 100,000 devices in an organization, coming to the dashboard to get an overview of the security status on all of the endpoints becomes very important. So being able to identify devices that have encryption that has been turned off, for example, by a malicious user or a user that just doesn't want encryption on their device, that obviously poses an issue for the organization, right? Now you're starting to lose compliance, you're not protecting the information on it. Being able to understand which devices have anti-malware that's been disabled or pretty much any application that is not working, for example. And then furthering that visibility into the types of data that exists on the endpoints and how much sensitive at-risk data is residing on these dark endpoints that organizations may not have control over. And because of our ability to be in the firmware, we have the ability to touch these devices even there if they're off the corporate network. So that gives us the ability to go out and touch those dark endpoints when they would lose visibility over them. There's a number of different use cases that I would want to walk through just to give our audience a sense of how our customers use the product. So the first report that customers run is typically called the asset report. This gives the ability to gain a deep understanding of all of the devices that you have under management, the state of the devices, all of the details in the hardware of the devices, and then moving that forward to understand once we know the devices, once we know the state of the hardware on the devices, we can now better protect those devices. Then running reports on understanding the software that exists on these devices as well. So the state of the software being on the next slide here, and understanding all of the applications that are on the endpoint, either for license management or compliance, and then being able to drill down and run the ability to query applications that may be a risk to the organizations, such as Dropbox, for example. So being able to understand shadow IT, so very quickly being able to understand which of the devices have Dropbox on them, and then starting to take action on those devices. Another important use case for our customers, Chuck, is the ability to receive alerts. And you know, typically in the security industry, alerts tend to be a problem, right? Because you're overloaded with alerts all of the time.
I turn off notifications on my phone. That drives me crazy, and I'm probably missing something important.
Yeah, and in the security world, you have IT asset managers as well as security operations who's receiving tons of alerts from all sorts of different systems. So what we want to do is we use high fidelity alerts. These alerts that an IT admin or security operations center will really care about. And out of the box, we have a few standard alerts that customers can start to use and manage. And these high priority alerts can be anything such as encryption being turned off on a device. That's a problem you want to solve right away because your data is now at risk. If a device name changes, for example, that could represent an insider who is using that device
for
their own
point.
Personal reasons.
That's right, yeah.
And we've had many cases of this where this has actually happened in organizations. So, for example, if you create this alert for understanding when encryption has been removed from the device, an admin can get notified by email. They can be integrated into their SIM platform as well, so that they can be correlated with any other alerts they receive from other products as well. So let's take a look at how an alert can be easily created. So here we can create an alert called a geofence breach. Really popular alert for many of our customers. Once you give it a name, you can choose from any number of different conditions on what you want to be alerted on. So everything from encryption changing to, in this case, the geolocation of the device changing. So if a device, for example, leaves an area of interest, so in this case, if it's outside of South Carolina, in this case, the admin will be notified that this is actually happening in real time. And if this occurs, they can now start to take action on those devices as well. So being able to know if a device has left your building, for example, becomes an important use case, particularly in the financial industry. If a device has entered a country or a region of interest where it has no business being, that could represent a compromise of an employee or the data on the devices as well. So a very popular use case for many of our customers is to be notified when a geofence breach has occurred. Another popular use case for our customers is the ability to understand when encryption changes. I mentioned that earlier as well, but here's a visual representation of all of the devices that they have under management and the state of encryption. So in this case, you can see that a couple of the devices have been encrypted. Several others have encryption software installed on them, but encryption has actually been disabled. This may be negligence on behalf of an end user, for example, or perhaps it's been forgotten. In many organizations we go through, mergers and acquisitions are common. You have lots of different devices coming in, and so you tend to forget about some of the changes that need to be made
on devices. And I can use this to not only notify me and become aware of what the status is, can I change the status universally?
Absolutely. You can segueing right into the next major point.
Which is why
here.
You say it's called absolute.
It's absolute.
It's a perfect segue.
And it's a self-healing endpoint. So we have the ability to understand not only what the state of any application on the device is, but also to bring it back to life.
Okay, good.
So in this case, if BitLocker has been turned off, for example, we have the ability to automatically, without any user intervention, without any admin intervention, have it turned back on. And the beauty is, this occurs even if the device is off the grid, off the corporate network. It hasn't VPN'd in. Organizations at that point in time lose visibility into those endpoints. They just go dark. They have no way of reaching back into them. But because we're in the firmware, we have the ability to make these changes and bring encryption back to life again. Similarly, with an application such as Microsoft's SCCM, for example, System Center Configuration Manager, hugely popular within the Windows customer base. You'll notice here that we've represented some of the endpoints which have SCCM missing. This is an important application to push down vulnerability patches, for example. So if it's missing, those devices may not be up to date. If it requires attention, if it's been tampered with or corrupted, we give that visibility, and moreover, automatically help repair it so that organizations don't need to worry about it. So again, this is improving the efficacy of the existing applications, the existing security investments that organizations have already made, and helping to make sure that they're enforced and be better through Absolute. And then finally, we've looked at the state of hardware. We've seen the deep and broad visibility we give into the devices, the state of the software on the devices, the state of the applications in the devices, bringing those applications back to life. Now it's all about the data, right? It's about how much sensitive data exists on these dark endpoints, how much sensitive data might be at risk. If you are a healthcare organization, you certainly care about protected health information and making sure that you know which endpoints have PHI on them. And you want to know that you can actually protect it. So being able to prove compliance, being able to prevent data breaches, and being able to secure that data really easily becomes important. So on the top right-hand corner, you'll see a few of the remediation actions that organizations can take as well, such as the ability to completely disable a device if it's been reported compromised and an organization doesn't have any control over it. being able to selectively delete sensitive data, even if you don't have access to the machine, and then being able to perform additional scans in the device to be able to find out any sensitive information that may be residing on them that they may not be aware of. We've recently integrated very tightly with Microsoft's Azure Information Protection, or AIP as well, that makes it very seamless for organizations to protect any sensitive data that's on their endpoint, so that even if that data moves off of the endpoint, it remains protected. So there you have it. It's a really quick overview and a really quick summary of some of the key use cases that Absolute supports, that many of our customers use, that helps provide unparalleled visibility into endpoints, to be able to self-heal applications on those endpoints, and to be able to provide continuous visibility and protection of all of the data to prove compliance, to prevent data breaches, and to be able to easily protect information. And everything that you see here is because of the core technology being embedded in the firmware in over a billion devices that are out there today. So if our audience would like to learn more, I encourage them to visit absolute.com or visit our booth 354 on the show floor here at Black Hat.
Absolute.com, one of my favorite products.
Thanks,
CompuTrace,
Chuck.
Absolute.com, LoJack for the phones. This is one of the best products I've seen. You guys have been around a long time. You know what you're doing, Mr. Ali. Thanks for coming to Security Guy TV here at Black Hat 2017.
Thank you.